about a year ago, I'd been living in Galway for a very, very long time. And Galway is my spiritual home. I'm mad about Galway. But about a year ago, last September, I got word that I was going to get a job in Cork. So I said, sure, I'll give it a lash. And this is a poem about leaving Galway. It's called X. And it's translated by Mona Gwork, who doesn't really translate word for word. She kind of puts her own spin on things. So I'm going to read the English first. X. Galway? Yeah, my lover of old, I remember you. Rain slobbering on my face, giddy winds all over me. See me there in my young day at the cross of Teanachtain and Technicolor, where Dominic Street was America, a strip club wedged between the Christian Cafe and Club Oris and Mile. There I was and will be again, making sense, or trying to, of the heart and the mouth, the tongue ablaze, all those promises. Galway, it was years ago. It's a cold return, it always is, to a town with nothing to show for itself but wet face, wind-stripped ghosts. X. Bahum a lenon tra a galiv, fog the varstach maghnuish, chimel the shkriab machullin is the lich. Bahnias mehain at chutshoidne, os corti nachten tranum the technerate. Medico a bashod yamanik, uchtruch, gusichtruch, strip club, cafe kriaspi, club oris na mail. On a tacht chut the nacht, gahaurisach, on duil virtach ud trote, ach advarte. Berdam hu ur divine arrive. Nach four an fille valimetai shi, is nach at. This is called Mort, Mort Sherke. Mort is kind of the dregs, the if you one were to have a bottle of wine, for example, there would be some Mort bottle. Lovelies. After schlepping the bastards' big black rubbish bags down every bloody step of the stairs, creeping along at midnight, she slipped into the sack, kissing a bone, smooching a smear, trading hugs with a scalded heart, one wound feeding another. Mort Sherke. Treiste mali mora dua de riadar an vastar de umper shis gach dil chein den spide heiltig si a lor na hiche is na hliach istach sa sac eg poga canav eg mur nu smara fuad is hug si cri istach o chri bruite Gwyn e cohu gwyne. This is a poem called A Failing, which means little regret, and it's translated by Peter Fallon as some slight regret. I'm not so morose that I'd stay under the duvet all day. That'd be a bit over the top. It's just that my eyes lit up at the sight of you, someone out of the blue that I left behind at the end of the night. Before I came to with an aftertaste of Guinness and something little less than remorse in the light of the morning after. Ah, failing. Nílim chó dúirt go bhannin féin dúvé ar fagin lé. Sin á bhéal. Níl ám nach gur thug mo húil, tanamh éigin dit is trúin séir, is gur rágus a miag tú íchi réir, is gur bhfuil blas pórtar is á féile im bhéal ar maidin. This is translated by none other than Billy Ramsay. Last blast. Even now the people of Ass can remember the long ago whistling language of shepherds. Whistles that followed the acoustic echoey channel from village to pasture. Whistles that carried the day's tittle-tattle between herdsmen and the women of the homesteads. Whistles not understood beyond the limits of their parish. When the Nazis invaded, the whistling tongue kept Jews from coming to harm. It passed resistance messages secretly from lip to pursed lip and helped crashed Allied pilots reach the border with Spain. It hasn't been heard since. It has a half-life, this whistling language, in the memories of certain parishioners, but none now is capable of producing the sounds. It was never recorded. Deir na fede. In your fain is queen le muinted as, gimir tanga ra fadi, egis na hiri fado. Fad a rav belach fwime na glana, idr fairach is shoi valle. Fad a dumper noach dan le, idr iri, agis na mana e dibrig, sin a gurt ma gourd. Fadi na chdikti, las mo, de broste.
Jo.
Nir honig na natsahe chymad yn iadu iwdig slon o chwntwrt chyr sgerta am resistan so veil go beil fe rŵn chawrig le piel o di fiem hy mŵ tor yn Esbania a hain siw nir chwlhys o hini marin si e gwyne na mine an tanga fadilisa ach níl ar chumas éine na fuimine a aharis, níor dinog éan tafid. So, as well as thinking about all the different, like, the Allagher bit of the Tuspidus Allagher, all the loud talk and the, like, crazy languages, also, like, silence can also be very powerful. And this is called Skiala on Itter, story from the East, Waterford actually. And it's translated by Billy Ramsell as Lighthouse Story. The man who manned the big height lighthouse, or perhaps its helvic where he was stationed, put down such seasons of silence, he stopped hearing altogether. The specialists assembled, the quacks, the healing maruchas, with every conceivable treatment, but remission there came none. The unhearing was entangled so deeply down in his ear canals, it deafened him forever. Perhaps during his lighthouse confinement, his skull was loaded with noise, with stampeding apprehensions, with every wreck's consequence. In any event, verb, voice, or vibration never dared his eardrum's threshold again. Skiala on Irter. Be far it dig solish erin ordvoor. Nu bedagur gyan helvic evise, ach vise cho fadishin in a huskur bau rioge. Dleog rochtori, quacks, servan fasa. Is tugach gach sais leish is live tho, ach beshach nir honig Vi an vaure sarte, cho fada sin siir na chlosa gur dinog bauranda. Nu beidr, agus e taunta hus a tig solish, gur liamag a chiaun laan deag lo, gur gav taan ris mwyn toirach da tiid, gur fai siag thara gach tabrishta da. Peir behe, fuckle, fuim na faun, near chula sé chuiche gerisht. And I'm going to finish with this song. Song? No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No,
we
definitely don't want that to
So I am from the very unglamorous town of Tralee. And but what makes Tralee a little bit, kind of some redeeming factor, is the fact that Tom Waits spent his honeymoon in Tralee. So, this is his honeymoon, and it's translated by John McAuliffe. So, I'm going to get in one more shameless plug for the launch on the 28th, Thursday the 28th of September, upstairs in the Roundy, 8 o'clock. There'll be Kjol, there'll be a bit of music, there'll be a bit of a launch, wine, pizza, come on down. John McCall, thank you for translating this poem. On honeymoon in August, he and his new love set up in a cottage in Tralee. The bed linen was drying out the back, and inside the lovers were bent over the making of a dark sonnet. Farther off, dogs in heat, the sun going down, crows on telephone lines dreaming of roses, and the ruckus of kids like the echo of another world. He stoked the fire so it glimmered long into the night. Tom Waits, the Drawley. Mí lúnasa ar bhína maile, dan sé héanas a rá gal i digin beag i drálaí, rálaí ní lapan i trimú laistír. Laistig bhín ag lanáin crumtha ar honnéid dhiabhara a chuma. Lasmo bhí aill ar bhadrí i san ghrianag dul faoi, bhí priocháin ar línta telefóin ag tairamh ar rósana, bhí rá lanaí ag mualú á tégant. Adig sé an tine, is bhar an gríosach isteach san oíche. Cuir míle maith ag Paul Cassidy.